Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Baby, I'll be out there somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. Baby, I'll be out there somewhere, somewhere.
The Wake Up on Y98, we are joined on the phone by my friends, the Sklar Brothers. You know the Sklar Brothers from movies, TV, all kinds of things, but they're coming to town next week, next Friday, March 20th. They will be at Del Mar Hall for the Dumb People Town live podcast, and I'm going to be there too with our other pal, Dave Holmes. Hey guys, what's happening?
Hey Tim, I'm so happy you're a part of it. It's something, you know, I think we talked about it last time we came in, is like we really wanted to come to St. Louis, come back home and do our podcast live, which we've been doing in L.A. every other month at this great venue called Largo, which is about the same size as Del Mar Hall. And, you know, we do it in New York and at festivals and whatnot, but we're starting to take it on tour. So that weekend we'll be in Minneapolis the night before, then we come to St. Louis, and then we go up to Milwaukee, but it's always fun to come home.
And talk about how popular the podcast has gotten, and tell people a little bit about what Dumb People Town, the podcast, is.
Yeah, Dumb People is like a celebration of dumb people doing dumb things, and it's really our way to fight back at the stupid tidal wave that's like wiping over our world. We feel like the world's getting dumber as ocean levels rise, IQ levels are going down. We feel like smart is like a little bunny rabbit and dumb is petting it too hard. And we're like, he likes it, he's smiling, he doesn't like that. So what we do is we get unbelievable stories sent to us, new stories, usually from Florida, and our co-host Dan Van Kirk breaks them down and then shares the stories with us and our guests. You will be one of the guests, and you, Dave Holmes, me and Randy, and our musical guests will sit there and get into these stories, and it becomes a riff fest on some of the most unbelievable.
I mean, we're talking stories like the woman who got her head caught in the tailpipe of a truck at a country music festival, or as we like to call her, woman at a country music festival. You know, or the guy who got busted with, in the glove compartment, he had sex toys in his backseat, he had uranium, and then he had a rattlesnake in a cage. We're like, that's a lot of stuff. Like, what are the things, and then we play the game, like, what doesn't he have? Oh, I don't know, a relationship with his father, custody of his kids, a GED, his dignity. He doesn't have any of those things. So it's just fun games and stuff.
So good. It's the Dumb People Town podcast. You guys got to check out the podcast, Dumb People Town, but come see us all do it live Friday, March 20th. That's next Friday at Del Mar Hall. Still really good seats available. You can get online, delmarhall.com. Pick your seats. Good spots available, and we're going to have a really good time. Guys, what percentage, genuinely, of the stories you do on the show are actually from Florida?
I mean, a lot of them. Although Dan really gets a bunch from all. It's fun, like, when, you know, you get a story in, like, from England where, like, a woman tried to marry her chandelier, and you're like, he's okay, not that into you.
He's not going to leave. He's going to leave you for an end table in a month.
No, I mean, what's great about the show and what we've sort of heard from fans is that it has a little element of true crime in it, because it's people oftentimes breaking the law, but it's not as dark as that. So the things that you love about true crime, about breaking down people's behavior, which is really what we're doing in this show, is there, but it's just pure comedy the whole time.
It's not mean either. It celebrates people. We're like, we don't say, look at that idiot, although we kind of do. But we're like, what were the 10 decisions that led to the mom who drove her kids around in an inflatable pool on top of her car over a bridge?
She wanted to be a cool mom.
She could, yeah, maybe she got too drunk at a PTA meeting, and now is her chance to be like, kids, I'm the cool mom.
It is a celebration. It leaves you feeling better about humanity than it does worse.
Well, it leaves you feeling better about yourself, because you walk in saying, look, we've all made some stupid decisions in our lives, right? This is the chance to say, I'm not as dumb as that guy.
Yeah. Think about how hard you partied when the Blues won the Stanley Cup.
Right. Right.
A lot of people don't remember that night, or the parade the next day, or work the next day,
including Brett Hull. But here's the deal. We can feel better about ourselves.
This is my favorite moment, is we texted just because we know him out here, and he's been so good. We tried to get him to come in and do it, but he's in New York, but John Hamm, and I was like, who's better, Brett Hull or Fat Thor?
Drunk Hull
or Fat Thor? And John Hamm said, Drunk Hull is Fat Thor.
Let's see. Yeah, St. Louis was dumb people town that weekend for sure.
Right? But like, you know, as Blues fans our entire lives, we kind of were like, yeah, you could, all right, have that weekend, St. Louis. You got it.
Yeah. And no arrest, nothing too crazy happened. It was well behaved.
No, we know it. We know that thing. We grew up in St. Louis. We went to Parkway North. We get it. We understand dumb behavior. We did it. We participated in it. But now it's our time to sort of break it down. And it's funny because of all the things we've done, and we've done a lot of things through the years, like you said, TV and our own stand-up and all that stuff, this podcast like strikes a chord, and it just has started to take off. And like we said, we're starting to do cool theaters like Delmar Hall is an awesome theater right next door to the Pageant. It's such a cool spot in St. Louis, and we're doing those types of rooms around the country, and it's just growing. It's really cool.
It's so cool. We're looking forward to having you guys back in St. Louis. Randy and Jason Sklar, again, it's called Dumb People Town. We're doing it Friday, March 20th at Delmar Hall. DelmarHall.com. Get tickets. I'm going to be there. Dave Holmes is going to be there. We're going to have a great time. Thank you guys so much, and we look forward to seeing you on the 20th at Delmar Hall.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget Zach Sollenrupp. He'll be there as well doing music.
Zach from Tidalbaum, who's so good performing and joining us on stage. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. Thanks so much, Tim. Can't wait to have you on the show.
We'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
That is going to be so much fun. Oh, my God. And so many St. Louis jokes, too. I love when they do all their St. Louis.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yes. All right. Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home 63, the high today with, more rain in the forecast. Same with tomorrow, but we'll see a high of 70.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.